Kia ora, talofa, malele, buller and welcome to Season 9, Episode 13 of Breakfast Bites by TevovoDigital.com. A wrap of Pacifica people's sports news on a sunny and bright Tuesday morning, 16 April 2024. Coming to you with tons of anisi from the 180th meridian in the middle of the blue continent. Starting with sports romance, Aussie Matildas star Mary Fowler and NRL superstar Nathan Cleary have stepped up their relationship. While their romance has been no secret, Fowler took things to another level yesterday with a major upload to her Instagram account. She posted 9 photos with a black and white photo of her and Cleary leading the way. He then followed suit on his social media sites. In UFC, Conor McGregor is officially back. Speaking after UFC 300 in Las Vegas, UFC President Dana White confirmed McGregor will be returning against Michael Chandler at UFC 303 on 30 June at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. In sports biz, Scottie Scheffler won the Masters on Sunday, taking home his second green jacket and the US $3.6 million winner's check out of a tournament record purse of US $20 million this year. Already ranked number one in the world, the victory, he's third in the last 4 tournaments he's played, further cements Scheffler atop the golf world and takes his earnings this season to more than US $15 million. But don't expect much to change off the course with the soft-spoken and even-keeled Scheffler, whose current endorsement portfolio includes Nike apparel, tailor-made golf clubs, Titleist golf balls, Rolex, and NetJets. In rugby league, what a joke! Some cracking rugby league over the weekend, but no question, the biggest story remains, what's going on at South Sydney? The idea that nobody at the Rabbitohs knew that a multi-millionaire fan of the club secretly approached Kangaroos boss Mal Meninga about being parachuted in as a caretaker coach is almost too funny for words. Only in America. O.J. Simpson, the former American football star, at the center of a double murder trial that the U.S. media called the trial of the century 3 decades ago, has died of cancer, age 76, his family posted on social media. Simpson was acquitted in a sensational 1995 trial of murdering his former wife and her friend, but was found responsible for their deaths in a civil lawsuit and was later imprisoned for armed robbery and kidnapping. And finally at the Masters, world number one Scottie Scheffler claimed his second Masters victory after 2022 with a near flawless round at Augusta National in a magnificent display of ball striking. Scheffler carded a 4-under-68 to finish 11-under overall and at 277 and sweep the field by 4 shots. Scheffler becomes the second fastest to claim a second Masters win, with his triumph coming in just his 5th start at the famous Georgia course. The 27-year-old matches Tiger Woods as the only man to win the Masters twice while being the world's number one ranked golfer. 24-year-old Swede Ludvig Åberg, competing in his first major after turning professional only halfway through 2023, cemented his reputation as a rising star of the sport with an impressive 69 to finish 7-under overall. Colin Morikawa finished on 4-under overall, tied with Max Homa and Tommy Fleetwood, all on 281. Just 8 players were below par for the tournament, a mark of the difficulty of the famed Augusta course. Other notable players, Ryan Fox finished in 38th spot on 295. Cousin Tony Finau finished at 55 on 301. Vijay Singh at 58th on 302. 2 spots ahead of Tiger on 304. And that's a wrap. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons below if you want to receive more Pacifica sports highlights on Breakfast Bite. Mahalo and ka kite for TevovoDigital.com. I'm Calden Kamea, thanking you all too much for all your love and support.